we want to be the Airbnb of this. We want to be the Uber of, we want to be the Apple of that.
Because then it turns into, are we just trying to beat your competitors, or do you have your own purpose? Do you have your own voice?
Building a company from nothing is freaking hard. Us entrepreneurs are expected to deal with unimaginable challenges and somehow keep a cool head through it all. This is The Art of Entrepreneurship, and I'm your host, Jackie Hermes. I grew my company, Excelity, from 0 to 7 figures with no partners and no funding. The Art of Entrepreneurship is a show where we cut through the BS and dig into what it actually takes to start and grow a company. If you give me your time, I promise it won't be wasted. Now let's get to work.
Hello, and welcome back to The Art of Entrepreneurship. So we talk a lot about strategy on this podcast, what it should look like and how to build in different parts of your business. But I think what doesn't get talked about enough is what happens after you make the strategy. Making the strategy can be the easy part, but how you actually make a strategy work is the hard part. Teams get busy, priorities shift, more stakeholders get involved. That can be really hard. And suddenly what feels clear starts to feel very messy and hard to execute. So I brought in two people today who know this reality. They are in it every day with our clients at Excelity. Steph is an account director with a strong strategic lens. So she's managing complexity and keeping the work moving. And Kelly is our senior copywriter, and she thinks deeply about messaging, content, and how people actually search and engage with content today. Between the two of them, they see exactly how strategy works and where it can fall apart. Okay, welcome you two. Really happy to have you here. Before we get into it, both of you have really different roles, but they're also kind of similar, both very strategic in nature. Tell me a little bit about each of your roles and how you are involved in creating the strategy and keeping it moving. Kelly, why don't you go first?
So I am the senior copywriter. So all things copy. So for the client, your messaging, the things that you want to actually convey, I translate that in a very clear, concise, digestible way. How that is integrated in strategy is typically probably like in the creative brief. I help execute, or I help convey that said message, but it all stems from the brand and the client, the message that they want to translate. I just take their words and I just make it more digestible and more appealing to the audience.
Oh, it sounds very simple when you say it that way.
And it's not. It can be, but it's not. It's a lot of intricacies that go with it. So
yeah,
strategy is important.
Absolutely. Steph, what about you?
Yeah, as an account director, I am the main point of contact for several client accounts at a time, and I work very closely with copywriters like Kelly and then our strategists to put together strategies, make sure all of the moving parts get to the right people internally while keeping our stakeholders informed along the way about our processes. I'm also making sure to communicate anything that our clients are really looking for from us to our team members like Kelly, yeah, who aren't always in front of the client, but we want to be on the same page. And that's what makes a strategy and a marketing plan and all of the tactics come together and work well, is communication between all of us.
Yes, yep. That is the truth. Okay, let's start, I guess, at the beginning. Like, when we start with a client, and I guess even when I start talking to a client, yeah, they often have some kind of strategy in place. Maybe it's documented, maybe it's not, but it still feels messy. Mm-hmm. Why do you think that is?
From an account director standpoint, a lot of times there's a lot of cooks in a kitchen. So that being said, maybe our marketing contact is juggling a lot of priorities from different stakeholders, which can make focusing on your top three priorities harder. Also feeling messy, I think it's easy to have a goal and a strategy, but then to break that down into, like Kelly was speaking about, a digestible plan is sometimes where things fall apart and where teams like ours can definitely help. It's one thing to have a big idea and big aspirations, and it's another to put together how we're going to get there.
Yeah.
And that's where we can step in.
Yeah, I think I want to piggyback on that. It's definitely, I think, multiple priorities. They'll have multiple things or messages that they want to get out and they don't know necessarily where to start. So they try to jumble it all together. And we kind of got to figure out a hierarchy of how these things are going to be executed.
Yeah, absolutely. I was talking to a client the other day and we were presenting a strategy. And as we were talking them through the strategy, mm-hmm. they were very clearly slacking each other. And they were like, we were just talking to each other. We didn't give you some things that you needed for this because some context is missing. Yeah. And I was like,
that happens.
I was like, one, shoot. And two, I love that you just said, like, exactly. You know, there's some context missing and we should have given that to you. Mm-hmm. Great. You know, just like, let's come out with it. And now we can iterate on this and we can add that context in.
Absolutely.
Like, let's just get it out on the table. Mm-hmm. Steph, you're in the day-to-day with clients. Where do you see strategy actually break down? Like if we put something together and then we're mm-hmm. trying to get it from strategy into market, mm-hmm. how does that often break down?
I think quite a few things happen, but the main things that I tend to notice as an account director are, again, back to a lot of opinions or a lot of cooks in the kitchen. So we've all agreed upon a strategy, maybe amongst a smaller group, but not realizing that there are some other stakeholders internally on our client side that maybe didn't weigh in originally. So when we start producing, whether it's ads or landing pages, website copy, we're getting some surprise feedback or extra rounds of revisions, which we can handle, but we didn't have their opinions up front. So that can hold things up. But as an account director, my role in those situations is to make sure to bring us back to these were our goals. I know we have some other projects that are also important. How can we best spend our time working with you? And what can we prioritize to reach this goal that we agreed on? But it is very easy to not get distracted, but just have a bunch of different priorities flying at you, whether it's from HR or a C-suite or the sales team, which is great to work all together, but it does get us off track occasionally.
Yeah.
And we just have to readjust and realign from there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Kelly, when we're getting started with a new client, what tells you if a strategy is solid or not? I think we can kind of go both ways.
Start with not solid. when their strategy or pre-strategy is based on what their competitors are doing, oh my gosh, because then it turns into, are we just trying to beat your competitors or do you have your own purpose? Do you have your own voice? So when they're like, hey, we want to be like this person or this other brand, but this way, and it's like, okay, that's fair because we need to, you know, consider a competitor. But however, what about you guys, first and foremost? So that kind of gives me the indication that it's not as solid.
Like when they're the Uber of, I used to hear that all the time. We want to be the Airbnb of this. We want to be the Uber of, we want to be the Apple of that.
Exactly.
So that's like the competitor.
Definitely.
Thing.
So yeah, that's the like the main thing for me is when they don't have like their own scope. I think what makes it more solid or where I'm like, okay, we have a good foundation here. When they come with their buyer personas, when they know what their audience, when they have their direction, the narration for the said direction for whether it's a campaign, whether it's a product launch, when they can give us that scope, then it gives us more to work with. And then that's when I'm like, okay, then I can go do my ample research and I can go do the things. But when it's based on what everyone else is doing versus like their own agency, that's when it kind of gets a little wonky.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. All right, y'all, it's shameless plug time. I want to take a quick break to chat with you about Excelity, my full service marketing agency. For the last 12 years, we've been working closely with B2B software and service companies. Now we are expanding and looking for growth stage companies with a bold vision, but maybe lacking the marketing strategy or resources to get there. Or hey, you might have resources that just aren't working out. We definitely see that all the time. At Excelity, our team gets results and we have a ton of fun doing it. I'm sure you can tell that from listening to this podcast. So if you or someone you know is a fit, check us out at excelitymarketing.com or reach out to me directly on LinkedIn. based on their competitors. How do we pivot them in a different direction? Do you have advice on that?
Oh, I typically like say, what is it about the competitors that they're doing? What is it about their message or their delivery that you like? And then once they provide that, then we take that information from their brand in itself and incorporate that, or say like, hey, have you ever thought about going about it this way? Because we don't want to be like them. We want to, if anything, be better than them, or to find something that's a differentiator. You want to be different. We want to continue being different. And that starts with the messaging and the strategy in itself.
Yeah, I think it's great to have aspiration, right? Yeah. And inspiration. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like when clients come in and they say like, here's a website that I love. Here's a like a marketing moment that I love. Those are great because then you can, you can kind of get the vibe of what they're going for. Mm-hmm. And yes, we don't want a copy.
Exactly.
Let's get into how this works on like a day-to-day basis. And I think we might be like when people are listening to this, opening their eyes to some process improvements that could be happening within their companies as well. Mm-hmm. Where do you see strategy working and what's different from like what we've talked about so far?
Well, I've been on some different brand strategy projects and that have turned into retainers recently. And I think going back to one of the earlier questions too, finding what Stephanie Rowland, one of our strategists, calls the winning zone and differentiating yourself and standing out amongst your competitors. Mm-hmm. We just developed a brand that will launch soon that is way different than what their competitors look like design-wise. And we're also planning to speak a little differently in the marketplace, not saying anything wild or making any claims that aren't true, but it's just positioning the copy in a way that nobody else is speaking to the market like that. And it's also using brand design in a way that it uses different colors. It's a little warmer. It's more inviting. It's zigging when everybody else is zagging. Mm-hmm. And I think we've already tested some ads featuring a little bit of the new design and a little bit of some new copy, and they did really well. So I think when you go deep and you align on your brand strategy, as you were talking about, and where you fit into the marketplace and your niche versus we are the Uber of this industry or the Apple of this industry, we want you to be you and be great at it and tell people why they should choose you over X competitor. And that is what wins, I think, is what I've seen, at least in the recent year that I've been a little more brand focused.
To add to that, why this became like holistically awesome, because execution was brought in earlier within the process, and that helped with strategy. So that I think ultimately make it a win. So we were in with the creative briefs. We got to play around more with design and what copy could look like before we even presented anything to the clients. And I think that that helped me and the designers, Abby, have just like a better perspective of what the client wanted and what we wanted to do differently. And it's been rolling in a very great way. And I know for the creative side, we want to be in it. We want to feel like it's all hands on deck. I think sometimes when we're like added later on into it, it feels misplaced. We kind of feel like, you know, a little like left out. And we don't want to feel left out. We want to really be a part of it. It helps a whole lot with the creative process when we're the ones who are actually like, you know, finishing out or providing the execution. So I think for this brand and what we're doing for them, super awesome. But heavy contribution is that we were all incorporated early on into it. So
I think from the client perspective, having a client that is willing to take risks, do something different, and willing to go and advocate for taking risks and doing something different internally with all of the stakeholders, with the C-suite and all of that has really made a big difference too. And it helps that this client we've worked with for a really long time, even at a previous company, he took us with him when he went to this company. So, I mean, building that trust.
That's helped.
Yeah, yes. That definitely helps too. Yeah. Shout out to Tyler.
Tyler, yes.
This podcast is now an ad for Tyler.
Yes.
Okay, I love it. Okay, we are almost out of time, so I want to wrap up with one final question. If someone is listening to this and they're like, uh-oh, some of the things that were talked about in this podcast are happening to me internally, what are some of the steps that they should take to clean up their strategy, get a better process in place? Mm-hmm. Steph, I will ask you first.
I think bringing the stakeholders who are necessary all together into a room and realigning on goals and a plan and agreeing upon all of it in one setting is huge. I think we've been in several client situations where there's just a lot of competing opinions, priorities, ideas of what goals should be. And I know we talk a lot about ensuring that marketing goals are feeding into the overall business goals. Yeah. And so I think starting there and making sure, one, you're aligned internally between business and the marketing and sales goals, that's huge.
For us, it starts at the root, and the root, I believe, is internal. So with the team, it's about communication, communication, mm-hmm. communication. The more we are like here with each other, I think the better it is for us to be able to deliver those messages externally. Also, in that communication, like iterate versus resetting, we don't have to start over. If it works and the things are sticking, they're landing, and if we just have to pivot, it's okay to pivot. Just make sure that we are communicating, we're expressing that mm-hmm. before we decide to just trash the whole idea when it's actually a really good idea. Most of the time, there are really good ideas.
My other note was also look at your goals and are they realistic? Because mm-hmm. I think mm-hmm. we haven't touched on that in this quite as much, but we do run into unrealistic numbers or numbers that maybe would be great in like 2 years or 3 years, but are your goals realistic? And I think that is something to level set. And then also when it comes to marketing, if you're feeling overwhelmed or there's so many competing priorities and maybe you don't have a full service in-house team, I think obviously shameless plug to look into an agency. I think we come across a lot of clients who maybe have been burned by an agency yeah. in the past, or they just didn't hit the nail on the head for whatever reason. And I think at Excelity, we work really hard to learn your business, your industry. We go very in-depth mm-hmm. with pretty high-tech clients, and we get it figured out and become experts at it, just like your team is. So give an agency a chance if you're also drowning in all of your competing priorities.
That's real. One specific agency is here for you.
Yes. Shameless yeah. plug.
Shameless plug.
Well, that is a perfect place to close. Thank you yeah. both so much for being here today. I really appreciate it. And for everyone that's listening, if you learned something today, you know one person that needs to hear these messages, please share this episode with them, and I will talk to you next time.